Gene Boldick is with us, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, are they things or are they not things? And I was looking back at our archive of Thing Not a Thing, which you can get, by the way, online at theaaronkekshow.com or in the on-demand section of Chapelboro. And it was 2 weeks ago, so not the last time we spoke, but the time before that, so very recently, where we said if it's not that we were said that COVID-19 is such a huge thing that if it's not COVID-19 related, then it's not a thing. We need to be focused on this particular thing right now. It's 2 weeks later, and I can't say that anymore. I don't know about you.
I know. You know, that's just how big. That's how big the death of Mr. Floyd is. Mm-hmm. It's almost too much to take in, and yet at the exact same time, it's what we expect. It's what we've come to understand is ongoing and uninterrupted. It's not normal. I'm not going to call it that, but you know, I think that the murder charge against the police officer in Minneapolis, who was seen kneeling on George Floyd and causing his death, I think that's a really important step. It's only that, but it's really, really important to, because if anyone else had done that to a person on the street, certainly if the situation somehow had been reversed, there's no question that that the person who did that would be charged immediately. And the police officers were fired immediately. I don't know why they weren't charged immediately.
Yeah.
But okay, so it happened on Monday. You know, I think a thing to keep in perspective is that on Monday, these officers got up in the morning, put their uniforms on, put the gun in the holster, and went to work. And on Friday, at least one of them is in jail and facing a murder charge. That's pretty fast as these things go.
It is an important step, and that's not to be underscored, but there needs to be, I think, more than that step, right? Because we have been down this road many, many times before. And I also see people on social media saying, well, why are people so upset to the point of protesting and rioting, whatever you want to call it, because, you know, the justice system is working. It's like, well, yeah, we've seen this happen before. We've seen an incident like this. We've seen someone die. We've seen charges get filed. We've seen the justice system operating. And then we end up seeing a not guilty verdict. And there is no reason to believe that we're not going down the same road again. So when I see people on social media wondering why people are so upset about this, it's like, well, you're not paying attention and haven't been, I think.
Well, right. And you know, what we've seen here, and I, you know, you're a student of history, as am I. I don't see how you can look at this incident, which we've seen from multiple angles on video, I don't see how you can look at that and not agree that it's a lynching. It's not just a killing. It's a lynching. If you think of the definition of that word, that this is an extrajudicial killing, that's meant to send a message to a group of people. It's meant to threaten and intimidate a group of people. This, in my mind, we all watched a lynching on television, and that family, his family, is being subjected to watching it over and over and over again on television, which is kind of both necessary and horrible. And the president comes out to a press conference this afternoon, doesn't say a word about it, spins around and goes back in his office. So that is the best definition of the absence of leadership you'll ever see, I think.
Yeah, except for perhaps the tweet that was sent.
Right.
I'm losing track of time. Like, the was it yesterday?
It was
it last night? Was it this morning? I don't even know about.
Well, it was in the early morning hours of today, following a conversation apparently that took place between the president and the attorney general. I think it was of Minnesota, and you know, he had a press conference today and said, no, I didn't know he was going to tweet about this. No, it's not helpful at all. You know, we're trying to get control of the situation. That didn't help. And of course it didn't help. He's inciting riots. And the outcome here of what's going on, the chaotic race-based anger, the just unrelenting racism here, is exactly what Trump wants. For his, that generates and feeds his political base. And if none of that's happening, then his power is slipping away from him, and he knows it.
So we're talking here about the tweet that finally, like, this also falls into the conflict between Trump and Twitter, which has been ongoing for the last 48 hours. But this is the tweet that finally got Twitter to actually put up something saying this violates our standards of
Of
participation in Twitter, basically.
Right.
And we're gonna hide it. We'll leave it up because it's the president. So the fact that the president is tweeting something is itself newsworthy.
Right.
But we're gonna hide it, and we're gonna say something about it. And this is the tweet that begins by calling the protesters thugs and then escalates from there. Saying what's the actual line? If there's looting, there will be shooting, something like that.
When the looting starts, the shooting starts.
That's right.
And
I
also put that out on the White House.
On the White House's
Twitter account.
Yeah. And I read that, and the first and only thing that I've thought, and I have a hard time standing here speaking into a microphone and talking about this because I don't like to say things that have been said 1,000 times before, and I don't like to stand here and be like I'm an expert on things when there are 1,000 other people who are saying this all of this better than me. But the one thing that I thought of was I speak with people in law enforcement here locally, right? I speak with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue all the time, Sheriff Charles Blackwood, folks in our community who work in law enforcement. And not that we are without problems, obviously, when it comes to law enforcement in Orange County, but the people I speak to are very, very serious. I don't think I've ever spoken with a law enforcement officer who isn't very, very serious about the use of force and takes that very, very seriously. And the idea that someone like Chris Blue or Charles Blackwood would toss around like cutesy rhyming phrases about we're gonna start shooting when the looting starts, like, that's just so far out of bounds and unacceptable for anyone remotely connected to law enforcement to say that anyone in law enforcement who even expresses anything like that, I would think they should be fired. That would be my initial my initial thought. And the police chief in UNC's police chief has said that. Clarence Burkhead in Durham has said this. And that's my thinking too. And the fact that the president of the United States is saying it is just absolutely ridiculous to me.
And you know, Aaron, if you said that on your Twitter feed, WCHL would sit you down at a minimum.
Yeah.
Because you're a person who has a microphone and influence in the community, and a lot of people are paying attention to what you say.
Yeah.
And if you said that on the air, on the radio station, same thing. At a minimum.
And when we're talking about me, a lot of people pay attention to what I say, like a few hundred, maybe a few thousand. Like, Donald Trump's got, 80 million followers, and he's doing this? It just boggles my mind.
Well, yeah. All these law enforcement associations, organizations, they all need to say exactly that. If anybody worked for us, and said that anyone in a position of responsibility for public safety said such a thing, they would be fired. It's grounds for dismissal. And, you know, maybe that's just a matter for the voters to take up. But Donald Trump loves to wrap himself in the flag and claim to be a great friend of law enforcement. He's not. He's making their job impossible. The people who are in legit law enforcement, which are the people you're talking about. And, you know, this, what happened here, this wasn't, these guys weren't protecting anybody. They weren't protecting themselves. They were harassing this man. They had him under their physical control, and with him in handcuffs, they killed him. And, you know, we can't just, it's really hard to think about these pictures or discuss this without getting really, really angry and say, you know, what is it going to take? I mean, what has to happen? This is the same week in which we had a man walking through Central Park to do some bird watching who had this woman call 911 on him. I mean, and that's a thing that's just so common. It almost doesn't break through to get anybody's attention anymore. That level of harassment.
We're out of time. Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
This weekend we are re-airing last week's show with Penny Rich. If you didn't catch it last week, catch it this week. It's a wonderful conversation about managing risk and reopening the economy, which is something that is still a big, big question mark in my mind. I'm not sure where we're going with that.
WeekendWaterCooler.com for the archive of all of the shows. Tune in Saturday at 9 a.m., Sunday at 9 a.m., Sunday at 1 and 8 p.m. for Weekend Water Cooler right here on the Hill. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.